Bobby's not too new to me. We played for a while together at Chivas, and you know, it would seem, you know, our team has the benefit that we have actually a few options in the back where guys are actually starters. You know, they'd be starters on other teams, and we're just fortunate enough to have really a lot of depth in the back line. So having Bobby here, you know, it's a huge asset for us, and as you can see tonight, he helped preserve a shutout, so it was big time. He had a great game.
What went into, obviously, they still have possession a la Chivas last week, but they never really got those dangerous setups that Chivas got.
Yeah, you know, I think we match up pretty well with Colorado. We played them twice last year, and they were fortunate to get two draws. We beat them preseason this year, so, you know, we like that matchup. And for whatever reason, you know, we're able to deal with their pace and their kind of craftiness up top with Connor and with Omar. And we were really able to kind of neutralize them from any dangerous attacks. They had the ball for a bit, but if they have the ball 50 yards away from our goal, we're not too worried. So it wasn't a big deal for us.
Talk to the effect Brandon McDonald had on you guys. He was really acting as a third central defender at times for you guys, really helping out, especially against Connor Casey.
I think we learned our lesson last week with Sasha Kleschen being able to come underneath and find space and really connect and bring their team along. And we talked about it this week, and we looked at some video, and we had some good discussions, and some constructive things were done this week to prepare us for that. And we were able to really kind of just the combination of communication with Brandon, Bobby, and myself to really form like a triangle in there and really have a good idea where to keep track of guys. I think that was the improvement that you saw from last week to this week, and it made a difference. So it was pretty big for us.
It must be very satisfying to play a whole game against Connor Casey and not giving away any important ball.
I think, you know, last year we did a really good job on those two. You know, they got two PKs in two games back-to-back. And that kind of seemed how our season was just going last year. Whatever we did, you know, something would always come up. And, you know, we have good defenders here. And it's not just the back line. It's the block of eight in front of them. And, you know, it actually starts with the two up front who make it difficult for those passes to come in. And, you know, they're off balance and they're fighting for every inch. And we like it that way. Especially here at home, we can put some pressure and really make it difficult for teams. And it showed tonight.
Can you talk about the environment of Buckshot tonight?
I think, you know, our fans are great fans. We've seen that over the past few seasons, and now that the team's getting some momentum and the team is playing well, they're even more fired up. So, you know, it's good to see them sticking by us when we're not doing so well and really giving them good performances and giving them something to cheer about. So they've been great.
Talk about the effect of having two new defenders coming in, Bobby and Chris, as opposed to last week. How the team forms with, you can make changes like that and it's still seeming to be effective.
You know, like I said, I think we have the privilege of not having, you know, let's say reserve guys and first team guys. We have guys who can start week in and week out. Chris Leach is obviously a proven veteran. He's played a lot of minutes, a lot of games in his career. So we're not going to miss a beat with him. And Bobby Burling's a young and up and coming player who's logged a lot of minutes with Chivas USA, and he obviously knows what he's doing. So you know, we train together day in and day out, and we make sure to have a good rapport with one another and a good chemistry. So if, you know, whether it's Ike, whether it's Bobby, whether it's Steve, whether it's Chris, we're not missing a beat ever. So it's looking good defensively.